From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to the White House for a meeting Tuesday to discuss a Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal in the fight against the Islamic State. Australia has been conducting airstrikes in both Iraq and Syria as part of U.S.-led coalition bombing Islamic State targets since late 2014. The Pentagon said Turnbull and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter discussed developments in Iraq and Syria during their own meeting on Monday, and that Carter expressed appreciation for Australia's contributions. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, the current refugee crisis and its causes will dominate discussions at this year's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. This is the organization's managing director, Philip Rossler.
So this year's annual meeting has three main pillars. The first is, of course, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Also means the merger between the classical industry on the one hand and the digital industry on the other hand. The second pillar is the humanitarian imperative. So how to deal with the situation on the ground, what about social cohesion, and how to support, how to help the many refugees on a global level. And the third pillar is the question of the root causes. What are the reasons for refugees? And what about the diplomatic challenges and even the question of war and peace the global community is facing in some regions?
The forum begins today and runs through January 23rd. Meanwhile, global financial markets seem to be overreacting to falling oil prices and the sharp downturn in China's economy. That's according to a chief economist at the International Monetary Fund Tuesday. He spoke at the IMF and cuts global forecasts for a third time in less than a year. Maurice Osterfeld says it's critical that China be clear. VOA News. The United Nations said Tuesday nearly 19,000 people were killed in Iraq between January 2014 and October of last year, while more than 3 million people left their homes. The rise in violence coincided with the Islamic State group's seizing of large areas in northern and western Iraq, which drew international attention in mid-2014. Even the obscene casualty figures fail to accurately reflect exactly how terribly civilians are suffering in Iraq, according to UN Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein. The report says militants are believed to be holding 3,500 sexual slaves, mostly from the Yazidi minority, and continue to carry out systematic, widespread violations and abuses of international human rights law. Taiwan's premier has left his post following elections that will bring the chief opposition party to power. However, today's president and incoming one are negotiating a deal that could stop a mass resignation of the cabinet. Ralph Jennings reports.
Taiwan Premier Mao Zedong has taken leave from his job, saying he will not be back. He expressed worry Saturday about his ability to govern after voters elected a president and parliament from the opposition party. The opposition leaders are expected to take a tougher stance on ties with political rival China, and a hobbled cabinet now may be unable to sustain the trust it has built up with Beijing since 2008. The premier also asked his cabinet to quit, and President Ma Ying-jeou is considering whether to give approval. Mao defended his government's work on China relations and economic growth in a speech to the cabinet Monday, but acknowledged divergent public opinion. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
Officials in northwest Pakistan say a suspected suicide blast Tuesday killed at least 12 people and wounded many more. This is a hospital official at Hyatabad Medical Complex.
Dead bodies may ek bacha aur panch adults.
He says that at that hospital where some of the victims are being treated, among them is one child and five adults among the dead bodies. And among the injured admitted there are also two children. The rest are adults. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for that blast. Twitter said Tuesday that its social network had suffered outages in several parts of the world and was working to resolve the issue. Most of those appear to be concentrated in Europe. Outages were reported in Britain, France, Germany, Japan, Scandinavia, Spain, and South Africa. Danish police say a European drug ring is being broken up with 310 kilograms of cocaine that was seized in Denmark, as well as six arrests in Belgium and the Netherlands. Police spokesman said the cocaine would have been cut up to 1.2 tons of powder. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.